This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, you got to pick one. Zach McKinstry or Frankie Boyd for the fifth Tiger All-Star. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa with Stoney today.
What up?
Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. Last night was the McKinstry game, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that play he made in the outfield was just incredible. You know, spinning and, you know, first of all, he's playing right field, which he hadn't really played too much of, right?
No, I had to do a double take. I go, wait, yeah. And then Javi's over at third?
Yeah, and he spins and, like, without looking, almost throws a seed. And I'm sitting there, wait a second. Why is he not just going to the cutoff, man? Nope. Yeah, nope. He figured, threw to third, and Javi was right by the, you know, near the bag, walked over a little bit and made his typical tag.
And he also hit a home run, Zach McKinstry, right?
And so did Javi.
And the Tigers beat the Rays, and they've won four in a row.
And the magic number is 57, ladies and gentlemen.
You're in all July on all the different shows. Are we going to get this every day from you?
I'm not on again until next Monday.
Okay.
After today. Yes.
So it may be... That's ambitious.
Yeah, well, it's the All-Star break. So yeah, Monday, whenever. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm working 10 to 2 on Monday.
Trust me, I know. Yeah. So McKinstry last night was one of the stories. They actually had Scott Harris up in the broadcast booth after his throw, and Harris talked about McKinstry. So did A.J. Hinch after the game. Can we play A.J.'s cut when he was asked about that throw? Let's get him to Atlanta. Scott Harris, what did you think?
Z-Mac. It's a shame they don't have that last fan vote, remember when they grouped it? I remember was it? Brandon Inge with Shane Victorino was like together grouped. And, you know,
you partner up with an ALNL team.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There needs to be an opening for Bregman to make it at this point. You need someone to be injured.
No. You said there needs to be an opening. You see, you said there needed to be an opening for Bregman to make it. You are so Bregman, it's unbelievable.
How did that just happen? You know what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant.
There needs to be an injury for McKinstry to make it. And unfortunately, if you've read any of the headlines, Bregman is gearing up to play potentially this weekend, which would mean there's no spot for Zach McKinstry in the All-Star game. And you could take it up with somebody else, but it always comes back to Alex Bregman.
I know. The fact that you used Bregman instead of McKinstry. It's very funny.
How does it always come back to this guy? And I'm not even trying to make it about him. Stoney, that's the third base spot.
Correct.
It's the only guy who's potentially injured of the group that's in the AL All-Star game.
As of now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, someone could get hurt between now and then, but now we're rooting for an injury. I don't think McKinstry's going to get in. And I don't have the vitriol that Afternoons does. I know Mike kind of scoffs at the idea that McKinstry would be an All-Star. He's having a hell of a season.
He is.
I just think he's on the fringe and he's going to miss.
The guy who played third base for, Tampa yesterday. I mean, he's a real. Did you see the catch here? Here, the one when he tried
into the stands.
Yeah, I mean, really good players.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot. There are good players who also should be in the All-Star game. But you know what? It's the All-Star game. It'd be nice, but like I said yesterday, I'm not going to get on a soapbox for McKinstry. I think it's cool if he could get in, but other than that,
I'll push for Frankie Boyd instead.
Yes, Bat Boy.
For people who don't know, I heard this for the first time in the update, but yes, Frankie Boyd, this is a real thing. They could get him to the All-Star game, and apparently they are raving about him. There's quotes on MLB.com from Dingler and Rogers and Nick Torkelson. They track, apparently, that he goes over 4 miles on a game day.
They talked about his 40 time and all that kind of stuff, I heard.
Yeah, Scooble says if we can get him there, that'd be sweet. I think he's got a better shot than McKinstry. Than McKinstry.
I don't know the competition. Is he against all bat boys around the American League? I have no idea.
I'm assuming, but I don't think there's a Bregman of bat boys, so I think he's going to be okay.
There better not be, or you'll vote for him.
I know there's different war stats depending on the site you use. Mm-hmm. It's worth pointing out Baseball Reference has Bregman with a higher war than McKinstry, even with the time missed.
Yes.
And I think war is the best McKinstry stat because it measures all the little things like base running and defense, because he's not a 20 homer guy or a 20 stolen base guy. But worth pointing out that Bregman, even with the injury and missed time, has been more productive Baseball Reference war than Zach McKinstry.
But not on Fangraphs.
Fangraphs is the other way, which is conveniently what Benetti brings up.
Which proves my point that nobody knows really what war is or how to calculate it. If you can't, OPS, it's simple math. War is not.
No. What's it good for?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Although Trammell got into the Hall of Fame based on war, I believe.
Hey, one other All-Star note. Home Run Derby field starting to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have half the field as of this morning. And Buxton is there. I believe he's a Georgia native. Acuna's going to play in the Home Run Derby. Atlanta Brave. Cal Raleigh and James Wood are 4 guys who are in right now. The list of guys who have declined is much longer. Shohei and Judge are not going to participate. No Ellie De La Cruz or Kyle Schwarber, last year's winner. Teoscar Hernandez is out. Pete Alonso is not going to participate. Vlad Guerrero. Stoney, is there a chance we get a Tiger in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, possibly.
And does it have to be an All-Star, right? I don't believe it has to be, right? So it could be Torque or Green.
Yeah, but you know what? I hope none of them do it.
You don't want them in it?
No.
Why not?
Sometimes guys...
You believe it messes with their swing? Are you one of those?
Yeah, kind of, because...
It hasn't impacted Alonso, has it?
No, but some other guys it did. I remember when it was here, Bobby Abreu, who I think won it here, he went downhill after that. I don't know. That's another event that's just like they need to spruce it up a little bit.
Well, they've tried.
They've changed it.
And maybe they've done too much tinkering, because I don't even remember the format as we sit here today. But I think part of what would get me sitting in front of the TV for it would be if I had Riley Green or Spencer Torkelson hitting in the Home Run Derby. And if you look at the home run leaders right now, Eugenio Suarez is the number one home run guy not confirmed for the Derby one way or another.
Right.
Followed by Seiya Suzuki and then Riley Green.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, and he's got that uppercut swing. He's kind of built for a home run derby.
Yeah, he'd be great in the old Atlanta ballpark, which is a launching pad.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see either of these guys in it? 248-539-9797.
It'd be fine. I think a lot of us in Detroit are kind of spooked by Brandon Inge.
Yeah, but say that again. We're spooked because Brandon Inge struggled? I would think these two guys are in a completely different category than Brandon Inge.
Yeah, I understand that, but could you imagine one of them getting hurt?
In a derby? I'm not worried about him getting hurt in a derby. I mean, I think you have maybe a small chance that it Fs with their swing, but I'm not worried about somebody getting injured.
I don't know.
We get a Detroiter in there. We have to undo what Brandon Inge did.
That's true. Okay, that's a valid
the last
point.
Taste in our mouth of a Tiger in the home run. Have we had a Tiger since?
I don't know. Miggy probably did it.
Probably
once.
Did. Did he? I don't know. See, Greg said he doesn't remember. Fielder, I don't believe, did when he was in a Tiger uniform. He did in his career.
I think Pudge was, but that was before Brandon Inge.
Tigers in the Home Run Derby, anyway.
Yeah, we can look that up. But you know what? I mean, if you're going to just go by players who are going to be in Atlanta, Javi. I mean, he's got his... He had 10... He's got his... Last night was his 10th.
How many did he hit all of last year?
Not 10.
Yeah, I don't believe he hit 10.
I mean, when I was in with for Doug when the season started, you know, Gator, you know, bold ass predictions, you know, go out on a limb.
That's
mine was that Javi was going to be 20 home runs.
Well, at the All-Star break, he's halfway there.
He's halfway there. It
yeah, he had
be.
6 all of last year, 9 the year before that.
Yeah, he's got 10.
His highest in a Tiger uniform is 17 the first year he was here.
This team is, when you look at some of the stats too, I mean, their OPSs on people like are amazingly good, even though they're not like Javi's 7. If you had said before the season, Javi's OPS around the All-Star break would be 769. Colt Keith is up to his game.
He's on a tear.
Home run yesterday, number 7. His OPS is 779. We talk about McKinstry, 819. Riley Green, 876. Torque even, 828. Torres, 804. Dingler, 720. The only two players, regular players, who haven't had, well, Meadows has had a lot of injuries, but him and Sweeney in the lineup last night were the only ones under the OPS under 700. That's pretty damn good. You know, and we talk about how we need a right-handed bat, we need this. We do, but they've managed so far to hit just fine without it.
Do you worry that they're going to convince themselves they don't need to add?
No, I think.
Okay.
I think
specifically offensively. You think?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know there's this conversation of where would they even put somebody?
I don't care.
If they're an upgrade, you find a way to put them in there. And I'm not going to even make it about Bregman, but if there's a player out there who you feel like is better, like let's say you say Suarez is number 3 in baseball and homers or whatever, and you go, hey, where would we put him? We'd put him at third base and we'd use McKinstry as the utility guy, and it's a good problem to have. Too many good bats for a team trying to win the whole thing?
Right.
Not a problem.
Too many good players? No, you can do that.
By the way, Prince Fielder won the 2012 Home Run Derby.
Oh.
And he was a Detroit Tiger that season.
All right.
So we don't have to avenge the Brandon Inge Home Run Derby.
Okay,
we can just stack champions.
By the way,
go ahead.
Coming up next, I want to give a little love to somebody on this Tigers team who maybe doesn't get enough love.
Okay, I feel like we've been handing out a lot of love.
Yeah.
But this is someone we haven't talked about.
Correct. We'll do that coming up next.
Stoney thinks he should be the Cy Young winner outside of Scooble.
Oh, God. We'll get to that coming up next. By the way, later this hour, we are going to go through college football top 10 matchups to look forward to this season. And saw something about the Lions. If this is true, they're in big trouble. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tigers beat the Rays, homers from Baez and McKinstry, plus a hell of a throw from McKinstry.
Hey.
And they're saying get him to Atlanta.
The MVP of the team. That aged well. Our burial of the Cleveland Guardians didn't, as they won their first game since the burial.
But kind of helping us beating Houston. We're fighting with Houston more than we are Cleveland.
That's true. It's a good point. Toronto keeps winning, though.
They
play the White Sox.
And they're on fire.
Yeah.
Cleveland is still 15 and a half games back.
Yes.
I know. No, I was just talking about the... Yes.
The body's still cold.
Right.
Now, Stoney, we've given love to McKinstry. Mm-hmm. He's getting a ton of love on the broadcast, too. We're giving a ton of love to Javi and Mize and Torkelson and, mm-hmm. and Scoobles, the face and the ace of this team. But who's a guy we're not giving enough notice and attention to?
The game's starting pitcher yesterday. Cater Montero, six innings... Four hits, one earned run. His last six starts, okay? The last six starts, Cater Montero, 31 in the third innings, 27 hits, eight earned runs, 22 strikeouts, and eight walks. It's not going to win you Cy Young, but it's pretty damn good.
It's more than most teams' number five.
Yes.
And he slid in, especially when Reese Olson was hurt and Casey Mize was hurt.
Jackson Jobe.
And Jackson Jobe now done for the season. Yeah, I mean, it's unheralded.
Right now, I mean, I don't want to be a little premature, but hopefully, you know, because he's actually had two decent starts in a row, but he's pitched more recently better than Flaherty has. I'm not going to sit there and say that Montero's better, and I want to change the rotation. But, man, when you have a guy who can come up, you know, from Toledo when an emergency starts or just be there, or even in a game where you got to go chaos and start somebody else, and he can confident that he can go five or six innings, and he keeps getting better, man, that is really underrated what he's been able to do for this team. I mean, I think he only has, like, really three bad starts all season. His first two were horrible, and then he had one before he went on that six-game streak that I mentioned. He's been really good.
He has been. I'm happy to give him a little extra love today, too, because I don't feel like anybody's talking about the lift that he's given them.
He has.
Because you're right, he's not an ace or a Cy Young, so he's easy to lose sight of, but... Mm-hmm. This team of strength is pitching.
Yes.
And he is part of that.
Yes.
Some ticket texters.
Mm-hmm.
I think Green would be smart to do the home run derby to grow his name in the MLB among fans outside of Detroit. We asked, do you want a Tiger in the home run derby? Last night was another night where Zach McKinstry told Cookies and John Bregman who. I'm telling you guys, we don't need an injury-prone third baseman who won't be ready post-All-Star break. Signed, Will. Well, he may be ready pre-All-Star break, and the irony is it would keep McKinstry from getting in.
Yes, that would be ironic.
And if he isn't healthy, McKinstry's on the short list of guys to get to the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. But, guys, I need to stress that Bregman is the better ball player, and I say that as someone who attended Central Michigan University, who screams fire up chips any chance I get, who plays this drop. Bregman's better.
Well,
I want my team to get better. And it doesn't mean McKinstry's relegated to the bat boy. He'll still play right field as he did last night. He's played shortstop. He can come in as a pinch runner like he did on Sunday and steal a bag. He can play first base if needed now.
Right. He can be an everyday player, but to play a different position all the time.
Right. And it's insurance because he is performing way beyond anything he's done in his career. For a 30-year-old ball player to have a breakout season, you're not sure if it's going to last all year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was listening to Gator rattle off stats on McKinstry yesterday, and there was nothing to suggest this was coming. He's been in the org for a couple years.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every second of it, but insurance against that, against Javi, with the Vierling and Meadows struggles, and some of that may be explained by them not having spring training, another bat doesn't hurt.
No.
And the best bat, potentially, would be Alex Bregman.
By the way, I do want to mention Montero because I was trying to figure out where they got him from. They signed him.
Yeah.
When he was six, he made his debut in the organization. It looks like the Florida Rookie League or their Dominican team.
Okay.
When he was 16 years old.
So he's a long journey to get here.
Yeah. He just turned 25 like 2 days ago.
And he probably has team control for 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. He made his debut a year ago. He's mm-hmm. going to be in the org for a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Roy in Clarkston says, I voted for Frankie last night as they talked about there are four bat boys to vote for and only two make it to Atlanta.
Oh. So
there is a push for the bat boy as well.
Well, we are pretty damn good at voting.
Yeah. Look, this place loves baseball.
Yeah.
We love showing love to our guys. Mm-hmm. It's why a guy who is a utility player in McKinstry has picked up so much love and adoration in the city. We're going to get to college football at 6:35. It's on the brain. Especially for me.
Yeah.
So I could tell you about this game that came out yesterday.
Please
do. I don't know how much you're going to register. You don't play video games?
I don't care. Okay. I'm interested.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm living vicariously through you. So
it's improvements.
Okay.
So last year was the first year back, and some things you could tell they just wanted to get it out. Now they've made improvements. So I haven't even begun to tinker with all the things that they've put at our disposal. If you're playing these games now, you could do custom twist stunts with your D-line. You can shade leverage and coverage, disguising two high and one high safeties, showing blitz. Some of this has already been in the game, but they've put more on your plate to stop these offenses that are so much fun. And they've added new plays and schemes and options and formations. And I was tinkering with the custom playbook. Mm-hmm. I played some online games against other people just to see what people were up to.
I'm more interested in your roster construction. How you constructed your roster? What team were you? Your alma mater?
So I played 5 or 6 online games yesterday. And before you spit out your coffee, they're quick. They're 3-minute quarters.
Okay.
People quit games if they're down 2 scores just because it's on to the next one. But I played, my first game was with Florida.
Okay.
DJ Lagway. They're not one of the 3 or 4 best teams. I hate just, I'll be Bama. I'll be Georgia. Played with Florida a couple times. I played a little bit with, actually played a game as MSU.
Okay.
Wanted to tinker around with them a little bit.
Aiden Childs get any better?
A little better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I played with Oklahoma. Anyway, the story was online, you might get a kick out of this. Some people will put a headset in.
Right.
And they'll just trash talk incessantly. And I don't really play with the headset in. I mean, I could.
Is there video you can see? So if you wanted to see who the person is?
No. Oh. But this one guy, he starts trash talking from the coin toss. He's like, put a mic in, you little bitch. I'm like, whoa, hey, I'm just here to play the new game. He's dropping all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And I won the game on a 2-point conversion at the buzzer. And let me just tell you the satisfaction of hearing his mic just put off, out, done. But it's fun. The game's cool. I did start one of the online dynasty, not an online dynasty, an offline one, just to kind of see what's, they've added so many new traits for your coaches and level of detail. I love the game. It's a lot of fun.
I saw that they do play Mr. Brightside in Ann Arbor.
And someone posted a clip of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
They've added, that's the other thing. If you'll know what I'm talking about if you played the game last year. It's not the same boring drums over and over and over again in the menu screens. They've added fight songs and like band covers of real songs. So there's a little more variety when you're in like the menus and the loading screens and everything. Like I said, last year felt like we just got to get the game out. We want it to be playable, but all the little details they were able to put in this year, like Enter Sandman is in the game now for Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's nice.
So they've done more.
They do Hang On Sloopy for Ohio State, that type of
maybe
thing.
I haven't played with them yet.
When you play Penn State, are the fans all wearing white? Is it a whiteout?
You can do whiteout. I did play with them. That was one of my losses yesterday. You can't get away from it. You know, if you're playing as James Franklin, it's it's only so much you can do. Poor Drew Aller threw 4 picks. I'm trying stuff. The game just came out, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Who did you play against though?
A lot of LSUs and Ohio States. Okay. They're going to be popular. LSU's got Nussmeier. They've got speedy receivers. Right. It's speedy tailback. So, it's perfect for video games.
So can you double or triple team Jeremiah Smith if you wanted to?
This guy who played as Ohio State is throwing bombs every other play to the guy. I had to run too high, push the safeties back. Once I tinker with it more, you can like guess the route.
Right.
And you get penalized if you're wrong, but it's built for... When you play these guys online who have the same three broken plays, uh-huh. if you go, oh, that's the formation, he's already beat me twice, I know what he's going to do, you're rewarded for having a game plan. So,
good.
Game is out now, early release. I think everybody, whether it's early release or not, can get it Thursday. But it's got college football on my mind. And I'm already looking ahead to this season. And I know, Stoney, that the rosters are hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the top 10 must-watch games for the upcoming season. We'll get to that coming up next. End of the hour. I saw something with the Lions, and if it's true, they may be screwed. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are ready for college football. It is right around the corner. I've got your top 10 matchups to look forward to this fall. And if you guys haven't been dialed in, this may be your reintroduction.
I'm sorry for the boring drums, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I knew. The number 10 matchup is your first Saturday post Labor Day, your first Saturday night in September. Iconic brands, we are so back. It's Michigan at Oklahoma. Bryce Underwood hits the road. We'll see what he's made of against the defensive head coach, desperate, desperate coaching for his job this season. They hit the portal aggressively in Norman. Number 10 matchup. Stoney?
I definitely want to see that game. I mean, you have two historic programs. You mentioned the Underwood thing. I just, you know, I know people who are actually going to the game because they go to one road Michigan game a year. And
this is the one.
That's the one, and ticket prices are out of control for this game, too.
Spread's 2.5. Supposed to be a close game.
This is personally the game I am looking most forward to this upcoming season. Stoney, I am one of those people that is going to the game. Me and my brother are going with a pair of friends.
Oh,
from,
that's right. You have a brother who lives down there, right?
Yeah, and so we're going to this game. Jim, you nailed it. This is a big year for Venables. Had a good year two sandwich between 2-6-6 seasons. So this is huge for Oklahoma.
And it's a launching pad game. Like, the winner of this game is going to have a conversation. The loser, awful start.
No, this is a perfect helmet game. Like, and they've only played once, right? Wasn't it like the 76 Orange Bowl or something I read about? Yeah. So this is so refreshing just to see, like, on the field, these two uniforms matched up against each other. No idea what's going to happen, but I just wish it was a little bit later.
See, but you need some big games early, and that's my number 9 game is actually a kickoff game.
Week 0?
Week 1.
A week 1.
Week 1 actually has 3 games on my list. We are starting college football with a bang this year, and it's Notre Dame, fresh off a national title runner-up, hitting the road at Miami with Carson Beck August 30th.
Look, anytime Notre Dame plays Miami, you just go back to the
Catholics and convicts.
Yeah, it's so much fun to watch them play against each other. It'll be nice to actually see the Miami Stadium actually filled.
I wish this was in South Bend. It's just a better venue, but
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's a good one.
Yeah, non-conference game, not involving the Big Ten or the SEC, so you have a little variation here. Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. Kind of like Notre Dame going on the road at Texas A&M last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm not a fan of the heavily populated great games on opening week. We can get to more of that as we go
spread
through this.
Yeah.
But I do like that this matchup is there, the history, the tradition, and it's going to be hot.
Oh, yes.
Number 8.
Could be affected by a hurricane, by the way.
Well. Number 8, Bama at Georgia. You might be thinking, why is this at 8? It could be way higher on the list.
Yeah. First, you know why I'm really looking forward to this game is because even though they're in the same conference, they don't play a lot. The games they have played have been, you know, the SEC championship game, the national championship game with the Tua throw. I can't remember off the top of my head, and I'm sure Jimmy obviously would probably know, and even Kenny, because they're, you know, bigger Georgia honks around here. I can't remember the last time they actually played at Sanford Stadium.
It might have been the Blackout Stafford game.
Wow.
Could it really be that long?
I know that was at Bama, that game.
What? No, Greg, at Georgia.
Or at Georgia, yes. I mean.
Greg, what do you think of the matchup?
Look, it's a good matchup, but I think we do have an SEC that can be littered with a lot of these games. So, yeah, it can be a big matchup, two big brand names that have dominated college football over the last half decade. You know, we'll see how this shapes the SEC in the first month of the season going forward.
I think this game should be ranked 1 or 2.
I know
this
you is would. Still you the love this game.
This is the vintage game. This is the playoff tone setter. Determines who kind of controls their destiny more, the winner does, and the loser already is, you know, getting a tight sphincter. I think this should be probably
1, 2, or 3?
Probably 2.
Okay, look, loaded defenses, NFL talent, both are bringing in new quarterbacks. I got better games, and we'll keep it moving because number 7 to me is LSU hosting Florida. This is a night game on ABC.
Oh, the night game at LSU.
DJ Lagway breakout season. Can they win at Death Valley? You got Nussmeier slinging it the other side. I think this could be a high-scoring, late-night thriller on September 13th.
Oh, it's a great game to watch. It's also, you know, hang out, watch the game. You got to get up early for opening game in the NFL season the following day, right?
Yeah, I do think this is more of a kind of a throwback to the mid to late 2000s. I mean, we'll see how it plays out this year. It is early in the season again, so we'll see that fork in the road SEC game early.
And that's the key. If Florida does pull this off, it sets them up for a game where they host Texas in the Swamp later, but that game won't matter if they don't get this one.
And if LSU loses, the heat will start coming on Brian Kelly.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we'll get the other one. They have a tough game to start the season, LSU.
Yes.
But this is actually one of my favorite games of the year. I think this is one of the rivalries they play every year no matter what. That usually delivers from a competition standpoint. It's like no matter how good or bad either team is, this is the other one always rises up. Like I'll remember the Joe Burrow team. Florida gave them a lot of trouble. Probably gave them their toughest game of the year.
Number six, the top 10 must-watch games ahead of college football. Oregon at Penn State, September 27th, already announced as a whiteout.
Oh.
I know Penn State was upset last year about not getting a proper whiteout. This is Oregon's biggest test of the year. They don't play Ohio State in the regular season. They got to go to a true Big Ten venue. And Penn State, once again, a preseason darling.
Look, Drew Aller against Detroit's own Dante Moore. We'll see if Dante Moore, you know, has gotten better since his time at UCLA. That's going to be a great game, absolutely, especially it's a night clash. Love it.
Probably big noon, it might be. I will say that this is a conference game, but it's different seeing Oregon travel to Penn State, big atmosphere, rematch of last year's Big Ten title game.
Yeah, it's a rematch game of the Rose Bowl from years and years ago, right?
Dan O'Neill, Kajana Carter game, yes.
I'm looking forward to this one. This is a fresh matchup for the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. I know they played last year in a Big Ten championship game, but I can totally see Oregon, just with their history, going in there and winning this game.
It puts Penn State on the ropes then if you want to get to the Big Ten title. Number five, a kickoff game. LSU Clemson. Pair of Heisman favorites going toe-to-toe in the Battle of Death Valley with a 7:30 kick.
Yeah. I mean,
this doesn't do it for you?
No.
Because there's something about Dabo, that's why.
Probably. Because I'll be out of town and probably won't be able to watch.
All right, Stoney, come on. This is great. This is non-conference, high-profile, week one matchup, and on campus. This is everything we love about college football. Come on, Stoney.
I love when these games are not on some sterilized,
yes,
neutral party.
That's true.
I couldn't believe this wasn't in Atlanta. Seriously.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is probably ranked just about where it should be. Very, very dangerous game for LSU, considering the gauntlet of the rest of their schedule that it is. Like, you can totally see Brian Kelly just jacking this game up.
Number four, the game, Ohio State at Michigan. Sure, you're the reigning champs, but can you beat the Wolverines? Jeremiah Smith's already talking trash. We'll see what Bryce Underwood looks like at the end of the season.
Yeah, and Michigan had a recruit, I just said, that they signed, some defensive back who said he's never losing to Ohio State. Whatever. I do want to see which young quarterback plays well. It's going to be very interesting. Either team, especially Michigan, might be playing to get into the Big Ten championship game.
Should this be higher?
Well,
yes.
Yes, it should always be higher.
But I don't know if Michigan's going to bring enough oomph late in the season. Like, if they already have a couple losses, it's not bigger than the games I have 1, 2, and 3.
See, this is either 1 or 2 with Georgia and Alabama. These are the signature programs in college football still. Those four.
It's a year-to-year
sport. Game,
last year
changed everything for this game. Michigan could be 5-6, but because it's in Ann Arbor and what happened last year, that upset the magnitude of that. This makes this a 1 or 2 game.
Long way away.
Number three, I have Texas at Georgia. The Bulldogs beat the Longhorns twice last year, including in the SEC title game. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Anyway, this is Arch Manning's biggest test of the year. It's late in the season. It's November 15th.
This won't be as great a Georgia team as they've had in the past, but it's still Georgia. Sark sometimes in these big games, they screw it up at the end. But yes, I want to see Arch Manning play at Sanford Stadium.
Another game you mentioned late in the season, so it is a long way away. We got to see how the SEC regular season plays out until then. So it's a little bit of TBD for me.
These are national title favorites, and you get a great venue late in the season. Tom?
Yeah, this is to be top three for sure between Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan.
Okay, so you're not going to like mine because you've already placed your top three.
Yep.
So here's where we get into some disagreements. My number two game to look forward to, it's Penn State at Ohio State. We're into November, November 1st. A spot in the Big Ten title is on the line. Top two teams in the Big Ten preseason, and we finally figure out, Drew Aller, Penn State, is this the year?
Look, it's a huge game. There's no doubt about it. But except for the 1 year where they had the block punt, Penn State will be winning the game, even in Columbus, and Franklin or somebody will just screw it up, and Ohio State will end up winning.
This game is more impactful for the Big Ten title than Michigan-Ohio State. That's why I have it ahead of it.
It could be, because Penn State is, you know, considered maybe the best team in the Big Ten.
Look, they are two favorites ranked both higher than Michigan in terms of favorite in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
look, we thought Penn State at home last year was their year to beat Ohio State, and they didn't. So, look, we got to see. Mm-hmm. You got to show me James Franklin.
He's going to be on the hot seat this year, and so is Brian Kelly, because I think LSU and Penn State are going to falter to expectations.
Last one, and this is number one on every list. It's week one. It's Texas at Ohio State. Need I say more?
No. Arch Manning's debut as a starter, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
against the reigning national champs. Mm-hmm. Two teams that will be preseason top five. It's Corso's last game on game day.
Oh.
All the pageantry of college football is back in a big way.
And it's a great bit of a free roll for both teams. Like, you're not going to get punished for losing either of those games from either side. And I will mention this. In 2005, Texas went into Ohio State. Late game touchdown from Vince Young to Lima Swede kicked off their national title run.
Does this deserve number one?
No, because it shouldn't be opening week. A game of this magnitude, of these teams' level, the college rust, at least be week two. I don't like this game week one.
Wow.
You don't like my opinion. I could tell by your look there.
Oh, here's what I don't
like.
You
want to say something real mean to me.
All right. Explain to me how Alabama LSU is not on this list.
I had it as an honorable mention, but I think LSU will be falling apart by then.
So the games I left out and I struggle with, guys, there's a lot of good games. That's one of them. It's at night. It's November 8th. The other one was Boise State travels to Notre Dame, two playoff teams from a year ago. Can the little guy get back without Ashton Jeanty? And the other one is Red River, which I felt bad leaving out because we'll see what Oklahoma's made of this year after hitting the portal.
That's right. Well, also, if they beat Michigan, that game will be
even bigger.
I got two sneaky games.
Yeah?
Clemson at North Carolina on October 4th.
Oh.
Could be with Belichick. We'll see. They get TCU early. But if Clemson and North Carolina are both undefeated going into that game, it's at North Carolina. That's going to, with the Belichick stuff, that could be huge. And then also, Bama at South Carolina, October 25th.
I felt bad not having a South Carolina game in here because Lenore Sellers is worth the price of admission. There you have it. Must watch games, college football. It's 97.1. AJ Hinch after the game says, let's get him to Atlanta. Zach McKinstry with a homer and a hell of a throw from right field as the Tigers beat the Rays.
And anytime you can cut down Jansen, it's a good day.
He's stony. He's in today. John with the day off. 7 o'clock hour, two grand slam at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000. It's prime days. We'll get into topics about useless things that you bought. Stony, I saw something with the Lions, and if it's true, we're screwed. We'll get to that in a second. First, some ticket text from those college football matchups. The must-watch games. Ticket texter says, I see you picking three Ohio State games in the top five. Go Buckeyes, signed Steve. Hmm. They're the reigning champs, and they play Michigan and Penn State and Texas.
Yes,
it's pretty defensible. They're going to have a huge say in this. Ticket texter also said, none of these games even matter.
Well,
to which I would say, fine, Lions, Packers, doesn't matter, don't watch.
I understand that sentiment, but they're still great viewing experiences, or in Greg's case, going to Oklahoma to watch in person, or, you know, if you're lucky enough to be in Ann Arbor when the Buckeyes come in, you know, at the end of November, in person.
But the idea that because Texas, Ohio State is not an eliminator game on August 30th, you shouldn't watch? The Lions and Packers will play week one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you win or lose. You can still go on to win your division and win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Or you could win your division and get bounced in the opening playoff game you play.
Right. Or you can be a wild card team and lose that game.
Right. The idea that it's all or nothing or I'm not watching. Okay. Yeah. That's your business. But these Saturdays are going to be great. I mean, I had a lot of fun looking at all the potential games we have coming up.
Right.
Whether it's the first week where you have the triple header of Notre Dame and Miami, you've got the Battle of Death Valley, and then you have that Texas Ohio State game. That's a hell of a triple header to welcome back college football.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Michigan with a real big non-conference road game. And anyway, ticket text 248-539-9797. Someone says, Stoney, appreciate the shout out for Cater Montero. Impressive win for the Tigers. They beat a good team and a good pitcher, and everybody contributed, Doug and Rochester.
They face a good pitcher today, too.
Who they face today?
Pinto, whatever his name is. I forget his, how you pronounce it. There's so many guys' names I forget how to pronounce. Because he gave them trouble the last time they played them down there, if I'm not mistaken.
Costa needs to get off his high horse and stop nobbing for Bregman. He didn't want to be here in free agency. Now you want to overpay more, and he's injured right now.
The whole look, I'm going to stick up for you on this aspect of Bregman. The whole we don't want him because he turned us down the first. That's such a wussified take. You know, so he's going to come here and not play well and not play hard? Come on. Get over yourself. Don't be so butthurt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I know I go a little overboard with it, but
yeah.
He is, if he's available, right, and if he's healthy, he makes them better. And that's all I care about. I don't care about hurt feelings from the off season. He spoke complimentary about us. He gave us an offer that he was willing to accept. We disagreed. We went in a different direction. We're closer to a World Series now. We know the organization values him, and no one likes to hear this. He's better than Zach McKinstry. But it's also not a zero-sum game. Both can be on the same team,
right,
and contribute.
Exactly.
And the irony of all of this, for people who don't like me bringing up Bregman, the biggest reason Zach McKinstry won't be an all-star is if Alex Bregman comes back healthy at the end of this week.
Correct.
All right, on to the Lions. Pro Football Focus has their offensive line rankings ahead of the season, and their number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. No surprise there.
No.
Their number two is not the Detroit Lions.
Hmm.
The Lions don't check in the top 10.
Excuse me?
The Detroit Lions currently 13th in offensive lines. They point out the losses of not only Frank Ragnow, now that's the one people fixate on,
Zeitler,
but Zeitler too. They expect a drop-off from this group. Now they highlight Christian Mahogany as someone who could slide in, and they still believe Detroit will be a high-level run-blocking unit, but the interior might hold them back. Stoney, if they don't have a top 10 offensive line, they are not winning the Super Bowl.
No, they're not, because you have a quarterback who needs protection to sit back and, you know, find his receivers and do his work. And that's not a knock on Jared Goff. That's just the facts. And they're going to run the ball probably more, which, according, you know, when you lose a guard in the center, that's going to be more difficult. So I understand what they're saying. I think 13 is a little low, but if it's true, we got trouble in River City.
Right. They have Denver number two, Buffalo number three, the Chicago Bears number four. They've hit that unit aggressively this offseason. Mm-hmm. Colts five, Bucks six. Vikings, Falcons, Jets, and Chargers round out the top 10. You could take issue with any individual.
Right.
I'm not really into this to squabble. I'm just asking the question. If the Lions don't have a top 10 offensive line, they're screwed. True or false?
True. The answer's true.
The answer's true.
I don't see how you can say otherwise.
Yeah, because it does put Goff in a bad spot.
Right.
He turns into the pumpkin. He turns into the turnover-prone quarterback if his timing is disrupted.
Right. And
he's very good in rhythm. He's very good at distributing the ball in this offense and getting the playmakers going. He's much better than I think anybody anticipated when he showed up to town, but there is the Goff that showed up to town rattled, and it's because he was getting hit in the pocket.
Right. Look, there might be an increase of real short passes, a lot of like quick dump-offs to Gibbs and things like that, to, you know, mask their problems at offensive line for sure. But no, you can't win the Super Bowl. They can't win a Super Bowl if they don't have a top 10 offensive line.
And I would stress to people, top 10 offensive line in September is not the same thing as top 10 offensive line in February.
Correct.
Hank Fraley's going to have some time.
Yes.
They're going to need guys like Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany and even Graham Glasgow to find a little fountain of youth. And they have to do it in the postseason. Because we saw last year, 15 wins wasn't good enough.
Right.
248-539-9797. Maybe part of this is they're going to run the ball more.
They're going to have to. Yeah. But if their interior of their offensive line is struggling, you know, Montgomery, I mean, I know he breaks tackles and things like that, and not to mention Gibbs. They're very successful going up the middle.
My only thought is, you help those offensive linemen by running the ball. If you ask them to pass set 30, 40,
oh, right,
50
I know,
times in a game.
John will tell you, as an offensive lineman, they love to run block.
Yeah, and maybe that's what you do early in the season. It also brings up a Gibbs question. We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour as well. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.